Beloved friends, welcome and a hearty welcome if you are tuned to the program today. We greet you in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ as we continue the blessed theme of God's work of reconciliation from the verse found in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. We have stated that in this text there are three things concerning God the Father. And also, we have considered them in our previous broadcast in relation to God's sovereignty, which I earnestly pray has been and is a genuine blessing to all who listen. But let us never forget that it was the sovereign love and grace of our God that ordained Christ, His beloved Son, to die for our sins to provide eternal redemption for our souls, yes, even for the whole world. Now we will begin to consider the second fact concerning God the Father in our text. But let me quote the precious words. For God hath made Christ sin for us who knew no sin, that we might become the righteousness of God in Him. After seeing the sovereignty of God, now we can discern another great truth concerning God the Father, and that is the justice of God. Please note, first of all, the opening words saying, God made Christ sin for us. God made Christ sin for us. Now, this does not mean that Christ was made to sin. Rule that out. He did no sin. Peter wrote, but in what way can we learn of the justice of God through these words? There are three things that we can learn about the justice of God in this. First, when Christ died for our sins, when He became sacrificially what we are actually, God imputed or charged and placed upon Christ the iniquity of us all. Do you remember Isaiah 53:6? I'm sure some of you may. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and Jehovah hath laid upon him the iniquity of us all. Now look, listen very carefully. When Christ died for your sins and for mine, according to these words, all, not some, but all of them, were laid upon Him. In other words, God's justice demanded that every sin must be paid for. That judgment must take care of all our sins. Not only a few of them, all of them. Now let me ponder with you over this a little bit further. If God is going to meet my complete need in taking away all my sins, then every one of them must be dealt with. No exceptions. Otherwise, His justice would not be satisfied. The demands of God's justice must be completely met if I am to be forgiven and saved. Now let me quote the words from 1 John chapter 2, from verse 2 concerning Christ, where we read that He is the propitiation for our sins, but not for ours only, but also for the whole world. Let me also quote 1 John chapter 4 and verse 10. God loved us and sent His Son, the propitiation for our sins. Now, the word propitiation, what does it mean? The consistent view of this word is, though our sins have incurred the wrath of God, we can only escape God's wrath by Christ's atoning death. Therefore, bearing that wrath, when the Lord Jesus died on the cross, when the sinner receives Him, that sinner is delivered from God's wrath. Right then, deliverance from the wrath of God. One well wrote the precious words when Christ was upon the cross. The wrath, that awful wrath that Jesus felt for me when bearing my sin's heavy load. He died upon Calvary. My beloved friend, the blessed Savior met your need and my need completely. He is your propitiation. He is my propitiation, which means He met the need completely and fully when God laid upon Him the penalty for my sins and for yours. He bore them all upon the cross. But then, when Christ died upon the cross, God's own righteousness was exalted, for it is a perfect righteousness when God forgives a sinner. Let me read the words. Listen to them from Romans 3 and verse 26. When Paul writes to declare at this time, God's righteousness, meaning God is doing absolutely right, that He might be just, absolutely true to His holiness, that He might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. My beloved, will you think of it in this manner? When God forgives you and me, it is only because of Christ's death. But when He does it, He is dealing righteously. He is dealing justly with us and our sins. My beloved friend, do you see the value of Christ's death? So perfectly, so completely were our sins with their judgment completely borne by Christ that He suffered for sins, Paul has said, or Peter rather, He suffered for sins, the just one, for the unjust, that He might bring us to God. 1 Peter 3 and verse 18. My beloved, let me say frankly, I hope you take it in. It is a complete act of divine righteousness, meaning that God is not violating His own holy character, His righteous being, when He forgives the sinner who will believe and does believe on His Son, the Lord Jesus. His justice is satisfied with the death of Christ and its eternal value in having paid the penalty for your sins and mine. Now, last of all, this brings us to a conclusion, a third fact, that if the justice of God is satisfied by the death of Christ, and that He can forgive the sinner and set the sinner free from the penalty of sin, from all sin, my beloved, should not you and I be satisfied? Listen to the words of Paul. We quote them from Romans 5 and verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, and being justified means all the charges of sin against me, the guilt, the condemnation which I deserve, I am now justified by faith, and I have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 5:1. Let me quote the words of Paul once more in Acts chapter 13, verse 38 and 39. Preaching Christ, he declared to the congregation in that time, through this man Christ is preached unto you, offered unto you, proclaimed unto you the forgiveness of sins. And by him all that believe are justified from all things from which he could not be justified by the law of Moses. Acts 13, 38 and 39. My beloved, again, let me state, it's only upon the ground of faith in that blessed work and person of our Lord Jesus Christ. And may I emphasize, God is not asking you to come to Him for forgiveness. He's telling you, I'm offering it. It's being offered to you. And all who will believe the message will be justified, cleared from every charge, from all things against them, which you could never be justified through the law of Moses. Now let me summarize these truths on the justice of God by saying, the death of Christ upon the cross. There he bore our judgment. There he tasted and felt the wrath of God completely, meeting the holy demands of the holiness and the righteousness of God. And because divine justice is satisfied by the death of his Son, that he paid the penalty, then God is absolutely just when he forgives and pardons the sinner who believes in Jesus. Ah, it brings this conclusion we should consider. If never you have, my friend, consider, if God says, I am absolutely satisfied by the death of my Son, that he has met in perfection all the judgment that you and I deserve, should not you and I then be satisfied in what Jesus has done by placing my faith and you placing your faith, I placing my trust and you placing your trust for your redemption in that finished, atoning death of the Lord Jesus? My beloved, what a joy it is to realize. You know the words of the old hymn. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, but he washed it white as snow. For when my soul and when your soul experimentally and genuinely rests by faith your whole being on what Christ himself has done upon the cross, and when from your lips and my lips, from your heart and my heart, we confess the value of his death, that God made him sin for us, then may I assure you with these words, and they're precious to consider, God will not payment twice demand. First, at my bleeding surety's hand, and then again, at mine. My beloved, look, the Lord Jesus paid the penalty in full, and God is satisfied. If I'm saved, my friend, will you look at the cross? Will you by faith see that God's justice has been absolutely satisfying? Christ has perfectly and completely met the need of your soul and your sins. Believe it and receive it. Oh, Father, by the Holy Spirit, bring some sinner to the Savior now. Amen.